temps prennent de se noyer. Regardez maintenant les jeunes garçons et les jeunes filles qui font ça avec la pilule jour et nuit. Rien ne les retient. Allez les observer quelque temps après. Quel est leur regard, leur sourire, la couleur de la peau, leur démarche, leur geste, le timbre de la voix, et comment elle s'exprime, comment elle vit, comment, dans quelle direction. Et si vous êtes un observateur, si vous sentez les choses, si vous avez cette intuition, vous verrez qu'ils sont en train de s'en aller dire, de dégringoler. Et voilà les aveugles qui ne voient rien du tout. Il faut se satisfaire, il faut manger, il faut boire. Oui, mais ils ne savent pas que pour pouvoir avoir ce bien, il faut payer quelque chose. Il y a une loi dans la nature. Il faut payer, il y a une matière qui brûle quelque part. Ben non, il ne va pas.
This video summarizes the book Love and Sexuality, 2013, by Omram Mikhail Ivanhov. A profound exploration into the hidden spiritual power behind semen retention, beyond what modern trends might tell you. In a culture that preaches balance and moderation, Ivanhov boldly declares there's only one true path for those seeking spiritual elevation: absolute purity. While many today practice retention merely to attract attention or worldly success, this book dives far deeper, showing how sexual energy, when consciously directed upward, transforms you into a sage who carries a magnetic presence born not of ego, but of inner radiance. Welcome to the path of the sage. In the depths of every human being lies a tremendous power, a divine fire, a cosmic force that can either elevate us to the heights of wisdom and spiritual illumination, or, if misused, plunge us into darkness. This power is sexual energy, and the ancient sages have always known its true purpose and potential. Today, we speak of this practice as semen retention, but it is much more than a modern wellness trend. It is the rediscovery of an age-old wisdom that understands the profound connection between our sexual force and our spiritual evolution. The ancient practice of semen retention is truly a form of alchemy. Just as the alchemists of old sought to transform base metals into gold, the practitioner of semen retention seeks to transform the raw sexual energy into spiritual gold. This process is known as sublimation. In the Sephirotic tree of the Kabbalah, purity is represented by Yesod, which is linked to the sexual organs because they are the generators of life. When this energy is consciously directed upward, instead of being expelled outward, it rises from Yesod to Kether, the crown, manifesting as a halo of light above the head. This is the esoteric meaning behind the halos depicted around saints and enlightened beings in religious art. True initiates are those who have realized within themselves the purity of Yesod, teaches Ivanhov. They possess the same organs as everybody else. They manufacture, perhaps, the same matter as everybody else. But that matter is sublimated. This sublimated energy becomes a radiant center capable of stimulating others to work for good. To fully comprehend the power of semen retention, we must understand the interplay of masculine and feminine principles within ourselves. Ivanhov explains that regardless of our biological sex, we each contain both principles, and mastery comes through their harmonization. The masculine and feminine principles, he teaches, have a specific effect on each other. The masculine principle becomes active, dynamic, and assertive, whereas the feminine principle becomes receptive. This polarity creates the movement of energy throughout our being. In retention practices, we learn to consciously work with these principles instead of being unconsciously driven by them. Interestingly, these polarities reverse on different planes of existence. On the physical plane, man is emissive and woman receptive. On the astral plane, it is man who is receptive and woman who is emissive. This explains why semen retention transforms our emotional life. It allows us to access and integrate these complementary aspects of ourselves. The goal is not to become only masculine or only feminine, but to achieve balance. A disciple must work to manifest the qualities of both principles: the strength, willpower, endurance, steadfastness, activity, ambition, and dynamic energy of the masculine principle, and the flexibility, delicacy, docility, self-sacrifice, and charm of the feminine principle. When we consciously work with these principles through retention practices, we discover that each human being possesses this complementary principle within themselves and can reach God only through that principle. This inner union becomes the foundation of our spiritual development. Let us be clear. The path of semen retention is neither about repression nor about unbridled expression. Both extremes lead to imbalance and suffering. The true path lies in transformation. I am not preaching repression or inhibition, Ivanhoe tells us. You only have to take one look at those who have repressed their sexual energy to see what it has done to them. But I am not preaching unbridled expression either, for this only entails other problems. Instead, this path involves consciously directing this energy, guiding and channeling it toward higher purposes. It is not denying the existence of desire, but redirecting it. It is not fighting against the current, but changing its course. The vital force that would otherwise be expended in momentary pleasure is preserved and elevated to nourish the brain, the heart, and the spirit. Every physiological function involves an expenditure of energy, a burning of fuel. When we think, speak, or feel emotions, we burn energy. But nowhere is this expenditure greater than in the act of sexual release. The quintessences involved in this process are of a special quality, difficult to replenish. Think of your life force as a precious resource, a treasure entrusted to you. Would you squander an inheritance on momentary pleasures, or would you invest it wisely to create lasting abundance? This is the choice we face with our sexual energy. The modern world encourages instant gratification and the unrestrained expression of desire. Yet, as Ivanhoe teaches, true freedom comes not from indulgence, but from mastery. Self-control over our sexual impulses is not repression, but elevation, a conscious decision to direct our energies toward higher purposes. Every manifestation, every emotion, every sensation involves an expenditure of fuel and energy, explains Ivanhoe. This being so, how can anyone imagine that, in the effervescence of physical love, nothing is spent or lost? The practice of retention acknowledges this expenditure and makes a conscious choice to invest this energy differently. Those who chase momentary pleasure may find themselves depleted, their higher faculties undernourished. In the long run, a human being loses all his or her intelligence, beauty, and subtlety through excessive sexual expenditure. What appears as freedom becomes enslavement to impulse. What promises pleasure delivers diminishing returns. Self-control is not the enemy of joy, but its guardian. When we exercise mastery over our impulses, we don't eliminate them, we transform them. Nothing is of itself good or bad, Ivanhoe reminds us, but everything can become good or bad, depending on how we use it. The sexual energy that, uncontrolled, pulls us downward can, under the guidance of wisdom, lift us to extraordinary heights. The true measure of a person is not what they desire, but what they can willingly abstain from when necessary. The practice of semen retention therefore becomes not just a physical discipline, but a spiritual touchstone, a way of proving to ourselves that we are masters of our nature, not its servants. Human beings behave as though they had unlimited reserves of energy, Ivanhoe observes. They don't realize that every detail has been calculated in advance. When human beings come into the world, they are given a certain supply of energy, and if they behave unreasonably and squander it, it will be their loss. They won't be given any more. The practice of semen retention is thus an economic decision, but the economy is spiritual rather than material. It is choosing long-term wealth over short-term gratification. It is recognizing that the momentary pleasure of release is a poor trade for the lasting joy, vitality, and creativity that comes from preserving and redirecting this energy. One of the most profound metaphors Ivanhoe uses is that of the laser. In a laser, energy is contained and concentrated until it becomes powerful enough to emit a beam of extraordinary intensity and coherence. Similarly, when sexual energy is contained and directed rather than dispersed, it creates a powerful spiritual laser within us. My human being is a living laser, Ivanhoe tells us. Those who succeed in getting their inner laser to function obtain the strength of all strengths, the universal magic agent. This concentrated force, this strength of all strengths, becomes available for our highest purposes, for healing, for creative work, for spiritual advancement. It becomes a current of life that streams from us, reaching out to all creatures and even to the stars. This is not mere vitality, but a higher degree of life that has been intensified and spiritualized. When we speak of purity in relation to semen retention, we must understand that we are not speaking of a narrow morality or a restrictive code of conduct. True purity is expansive, not restrictive. It is a quality of light, clarity, and elevation. Purity is a question of light. Where there is no light, there can be no purity. It is light that makes everything pure, teaches Ivanhoe. This light is not external, but internal. It is the clarity of consciousness, the brightness of awareness, the luminosity of spirit. Most people think that purity applies only to the area of sexuality. Not at all. Purity embraces every dimension and every area of life. When purity enters a person's intellect, they understand. When it enters their will, they become powerful. When purity reigns in their physical body, they are healthy. And when it enters their heart and soul, they become clairvoyant. This is the promise of the path of semen retention. Not just physical health or moral righteousness, but a comprehensive transformation that touches every aspect of our being. It brings intellectual clarity, willpower, physical vitality, emotional balance, and spiritual insight. It is a restoration of our wholeness. Ivanhoe reveals that the human body possesses 12 important doors, or energy centers, through which cosmic forces flow. The 7 first doors are in the head, 2 ears, 2 eyes, 2 nostrils, and 1 mouth, he explains. The remaining 5 include 2 on the chest, the navel at the solar plexus level, and the final 2 being the sexual organs. These doors are not merely physical openings, but channels for energy exchange with the cosmos. While most people recognize only the physical function of these doors, each possesses higher spiritual purposes. Regarding the sexual organs specifically, Ivanhoe makes a striking claim. In a man, one of these doors serves both for procreation and elimination. From an initiatic point of view, however, it has 5 still unknown functions. This one organ, therefore, has a total of 7 different functions. These higher functions relate to the transmutation of sexual energy into spiritual force. When properly understood and utilized, the sexual center becomes not just a door for physical reproduction, but a gateway for cosmic connection and spiritual power. If nature has created this tension, it is not so that it should be destroyed. You should either leave them alone and busy yourself with something else, or send them somewhere else. Send them up to the brain. To understand how sexual energy moves through these doors and throughout our body, we can look to the ancient symbol of the caduceus of Hermes, the staff with 2 serpents winding around it. This symbol represents our energetic anatomy. The 2 serpents twined round the central staff represent the 2 currents flowing from the brain. The central wand represents the spinal column, at the base of which slumbers the kundalini force before it is awakened into activity. Through conscious breathing and the practice of semen retention, these currents, Ida and Pingala, are stimulated, awakening the kundalini force that rises up the central channel, Sushumna, to the crown of the head. This awakening brings a profound transformation of consciousness. The practitioner of semen retention is working directly with these subtle energies, consciously directing the flow of life force upward rather than outward. This is not a metaphor but a tangible reality that can be experienced through dedicated practice. One of the most beautiful aspects of Ivanhoe's teaching is the idea that our creative energy can generate spiritual children rather than just physical ones. When we preserve and elevate our sexual energy, we become creators on a higher plane. Disciples must never neglect this work of the will on their imagination. It is on the spiritual plane that disciples have to fertilize their wife and produce children, thousands of angelic children who fly off into space and work for them. These spiritual children are our creative thoughts, our inspired works, our acts of love and service. They are the offspring of our higher nature, the fruits of our union with divine wisdom. They bring blessings not just to us, but to the whole world. For those walking the path of semen retention, it is essential to establish what Ivanhov calls a spiritual filter, a protective field of consciousness that prevents the infiltration of negative influences and preserves the purity of our energy. This concept is particularly important for the sexual center, which Ivanhov describes as highly receptive and vulnerable to external influences. Through her sexual organs, a woman is liable to pick up dark, impure emanations without realizing it, he teaches, though this principle applies to all practitioners regardless of gender. The solution lies in conscious protection. Through her thoughts, she must equip herself with a filter to keep out many of the currents that attempt to get into her and receive only those that are good and beneficial. This filter is created through meditation, prayer, and conscious attention. By surrounding ourselves with light, by maintaining vigilance over our thoughts and feelings, by choosing carefully what we expose ourselves to, we create a barrier against the chaotic forces that would drain or corrupt our energy. You must pray and meditate and ask the divine world to send you a protector, an entity who will keep watch over you and deflect the impure currents formed by the desires, passions, and covetousness of human beings, advises Ivanhov. This protective practice transforms the sexual center from a vulnerability into a strength, from a passive receiver to a discerning one. The most powerful filter is the aura itself, consciously maintained and strengthened. If you really want to be protected, meditate on your aura. Imagine yourself surrounded by colors, purple, blue, green, golden yellow, etc., in the form of an immense, intensely powerful, vibrant, radiant aura all around you. This is the ultimate filter. This vigilance is not paranoia, but awareness. It is not fear, but discernment. It is recognizing that our energy is precious and deserves to be protected and properly directed. One of the most powerful benefits of semen retention is liberation from jealousy, that possessive instinct that causes so much suffering in relationships. As Ivanhov observes, jealousy is a very difficult feeling to conquer, yet mastery of sexual energy provides a direct path to overcoming it. Jealousy stems from fear, specifically, the fear of losing something which supposedly belongs to you. This possessiveness is directly connected to our relationship with sexual energy. When we waste our energy through excessive release, we become desperately attached to external sources of vitality. We cling to others, fearing they will escape us, because we have depleted our own reserves. Jealousy always brings disaster, warns Ivanhov. It creates a toxic cycle where suspicion breeds infidelity and possessiveness destroys what it seeks to protect. More insidiously, jealousy drags men and women down to a very low level where their sensuality is unleashed. A scene of jealousy is always followed by an outburst of love more violently sensual than before. This creates a destructive pattern of conflict followed by depleting indulgence. The practice of semen retention breaks this cycle by establishing autonomy and abundance. Jealousy is a sign of poverty, explains Ivanhov. Those who are inwardly rich are not afraid of being left alone. Even if everybody abandons them, they sense that hundreds and thousands of spirits will continue to keep them company. By preserving and cultivating our inner resources, we no longer approach relationships from a place of desperate need. We become capable of loving without clinging, of appreciating without possessing. This is true freedom in relationship. To love not from emptiness seeking to be filled, but from fullness freely shared. As we advance on the path of semen retention, something remarkable begins to happen. Our love transcends the personal and becomes universal. Instead of being fixated on one person or object of desire, our love expands to embrace all of life. This is not a loss, but a gain, not a deprivation, but a fulfillment. We discover that what we were really seeking in our chase after physical pleasure was not the momentary sensation, but the experience of connection, wholeness, and love. Our disciple who feels such a strong need for affection must not be content to go no further than the first rung of the ladder and exchange with others only on the physical plane. On this level, it is not possible for intercourse to be truly divine. By its very nature, it is the crudest form of exchange. As our energy rises and our consciousness expands, we become capable of experiencing other sensations, other joys, and a fulfillment far superior to the pleasures obtained from purely physical contacts. We discover that we can experience love, joy, and fulfillment without depleting ourselves. One of the most practical insights Ivanhoe offers for those practicing semen retention concerns the management of sexual tension. He compares a human being to a skyscraper. The sexual organs and lower centers are like the boiler room in the basement, generating energy, while the brain and higher centers are on the upper floors. The first thing people do is try to get rid of it, pressure, on the pretext that they can't help it, that it is too painful. Whereas, on the contrary, they should be glad that it exists and try to hold on to it, because it is this that makes it possible to nourish the starving cells up in the brain. This pressure, this tension that builds up when we retain our sexual energy, is not something to be feared or quickly dissipated. It is a necessary force that drives our evolution. It is the power that sends nourishment to our higher faculties. Without it, the cells of their brain don't get enough water and people become sluggish and dull-witted. The practicing of semen retention thus requires a certain comfort with discomfort, a willingness to contain and redirect energy rather than immediately releasing it. This containment creates the pressure necessary for transformation. Make no mistake, the path of semen retention demands effort, vigilance, and sometimes struggle. It means swimming against the current of a culture obsessed with instant gratification. It means standing firm against the powerful conditioning of our own habits and the collective habits of society. Yet the price is nothing compared to the prize. What we give up, momentary pleasure, the brief release of tension, is trivial compared to what we gain. Increased vitality, mental clarity, emotional stability, creative power, spiritual insight, and the capacity for a higher form of love. For the sake of a few sensations, a few crumbs of joy and gladness, they are obliged to put up with all kinds of unpleasantness, and they spend the rest of their lives complaining that they are unhappy and don't know what to do about it. Ivanhoe observes of those who chase after physical pleasure without understanding the cost. In contrast, those who master the art of semen retention discover that they have not deprived themselves at all. They have simply exchanged a lesser pleasure for a greater one, a momentary sensation for a lasting state of being. For young people especially, Ivanhoe counsels patience. The sexual urge is strong in youth, and the temptation to expend this energy is great. But wisdom lies in learning to wait, to prepare, to develop oneself before expending this precious resource. Be content with beauty, and that beauty will never end. The trouble is that in their weakness, human beings destroy everything by wanting to know it all immediately. This is why they very soon find no more inspiration in each other and wish never to see each other again. They have seen too much, tasted and devoured too much, and now they are glutted. The practice of semen retention teaches us to savor rather than devour, to appreciate rather than consume. It teaches us that anticipation can be sweeter than fulfillment, that restraint can be more satisfying than indulgence. As we progress on this path, we gradually liberate ourselves from the tyranny of our lower desires. We are no longer driven by compulsion, but guided by choice. We are no longer slaves to our impulses, but masters of our energy. This mastery brings true freedom, not the illusory freedom of doing whatever we feel like in the moment, but the genuine freedom of having options, of being able to direct our energy according to our highest wisdom rather than our lowest impulses. If human beings feel all these desires and impulses, it goes without saying that every human being feels the urge of their instinctive forces, whether these come from the stomach, the intestines, or the sexual organs, but that is no reason to let them lead you by the nose. The path of semen retention is thus a path of liberation. Liberation from unconscious patterns, from compulsive behaviors, from the wasteful expenditure of our most precious resource. It is a reclaiming of our power, a restoration of our dignity, and a remembrance of our divinity. As we advance in the practice of semen retention, we begin to experience a harmonious integration of all 12 doors of our being. The energy that was once confined primarily to the lower doors now flows freely through all centers, creating a complete circuit of vitality and consciousness. Ivanhoe explains that when purity enters a person's intellect, they understand. When it enters their will, they become powerful. When purity reigns in their physical body, they are healthy. And when it enters their heart and soul, they become clairvoyant. This comprehensive transformation affects every aspect of our being, opening each door to its highest potential. Through retention, the sexual door becomes not just a portal for physical reproduction, but a gateway for spiritual regeneration. If you succeed in getting your inner laser to function, Ivanhoe promises, you obtain the strength of all strengths, the universal magic agent. This concentrated force becomes available for all our higher purposes: healing, creativity, spiritual advancement, and service to others. As each door opens to its full potential, we become complete beings, capable of receiving and transmitting the full spectrum of cosmic energies. We no longer function partially, but wholly, with all 12 doors working in perfect harmony to create a divine symphony of consciousness. The practice of semen retention is nothing less than the journey of becoming a sage. It is the path of transforming ourselves from being driven by instinct to being guided by wisdom, from being consumed by desire to being illuminated by love. This journey is not about denying or suppressing our sexuality, but about understanding its true purpose and potential. It is about recognizing that our sexual energy is sacred, not in a narrow moralistic sense, but in the profound sense that it is the very energy of creation, the force that connects us to the divine creative power of the universe. The sage understands the masculine and feminine principles within themselves and has learned to harmonize them. They have mastered jealousy through inner abundance. They have established protective filters that preserve their energy while opening the 12 doors of their being to cosmic currents. They have transformed the dragon of raw desire into the winged serpent of spiritual power. As we learn to retain, redirect, and sublimate this energy, we participate consciously in our own evolution. We transform ourselves from being mere vessels of this power to being its conscious directors. We become co-creators with the divine, using this sacred force not just for procreation, but for creation on all levels: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. This is the promise and the potential of semen retention. Not just a technique or a discipline, but a way of life, a path of wisdom, a journey of transformation. It is the path of the sage, who knows that true power comes not from expending energy, but from preserving and directing it. Not from momentary pleasure, but from lasting joy. Not from outer conquest, but from inner mastery. May you walk this path with courage, commitment, and joy, discovering for yourself the tremendous power that lies within you, waiting to be awakened, directed, and expressed in service of your highest evolution and the evolution of all life.